It is now time for another Castle Country Focus, and joining me in the studio is Morgan Jacobson from the DWR. How are you today, Morgan?
Doing great. How are you, Mallory?
I'm really good. I'm excited for you to be here because it is a very exciting time of year. There are so many things that when I'm looking at the people I have to purchase Christmas gifts for, so many people on my list, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what to get them. They've got everything. But there's one thing for certain. We live in Carbon and Emery County, and we all love to get out and do something outdoors. Mm-hmm. So you guys have some really great gift ideas.
Yeah. So, you know, as Christmas approaches and as ice fishing season approaches, you know, one thing we hope people will consider as they're getting Christmas gifts for their relatives and friends is hunting and fishing licenses. They make great Christmas gifts, and it's something that you can give them year after year, and even buy them for multiple years at once. You know, Utah has a lot of different licensing options, especially for youth. You know, these prices vary depending on age, and so buying a license has never been easier. You can buy it at home on your computer at wildlife.utah.gov. It's super easy. You just go on there. All you need to know to buy a license for someone is the person's name, their approximate height and weight, their eye color, hair color, their date of birth, and their address and phone number. And so if you have that information, you know, you're good to go. For hunting and fishing licenses, one of the easiest ways to do that is to get a combination license, which includes both fishing and upland game hunting. So if you know someone who enjoys both of those activities, that's a great way to go. You can also buy just fishing. You can even get, you know, if someone's new to fishing, you can get licenses for, you know, up to a week, you know, different days, things like that. So it's really a great way to, you know, to get a Christmas gift that someone will enjoy and try something new.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I can think of so many situations where this is going to come in handy. I'm not joking. Every year where we decide as a family that we're going to go out fishing for the weekend, we're on our way to the lake and my husband will say, "Oh my gosh, my fishing license is expired." So it's always last minute. We're always rushing into the store to hurry and get him a new one on our way out of town. It cuts back on our trip. Don't even worry about that. Just get them one for Christmas. Yep. They're set for the whole year. It's really convenient.
It's really easy. And you know, there's other places that you can buy them. You don't have to get it online. You don't even have to get it at our office. You can purchase them at Walmart. Most sporting goods stores, Smith's here in Price also sells them. So there's just so many options, and it's really easy, and it's something they're definitely going to enjoy. So you might as well get it. So.
Might as well. Mm-hmm. Well, Morgan, we're going to fast forward and we're going to pretend that Christmas is now over. And for all of you that go the traditional route and you get a real Christmas tree for the holidays, what do you do with it when you're done? Well, you can either leave it in the backyard until it completely shrivels up and all the needles fall off, or you can take it to the dump. But you guys have a better idea for those used, done with, real Christmas trees.
That's right. So this year, you don't even have to think of what to do with your Christmas tree. Here's a solution for you. So this year, we're going to be collecting these Christmas trees when people are done with them. They can drop them off at our office on Carbonville Road. That's 319 North Carbonville Road here in Price. We're going to have a trailer out front where people can dump their trees in the trailer and be done with them, and it's super easy. And we're going to be using those trees to create and enhance habitat for species like quail and chuckers and upland game and all other kinds of birds that really love having lots of dense brushy cover. And so we're going to have that trailer in front of our office between Christmas Day and January 10th. So anytime in there, you're welcome to bring by your old Christmas tree and say goodbye and dump it in the trailer, and we'll put it to good use. So we're hoping people will help us out.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, for those that do have a real Christmas tree at your house, that is probably the worst decision. It's like, oh my gosh. All right. It was amazing while we had it. Now we've got to get rid of it. And we don't want to have to drive out to the dump, especially after Christmas when you've got all these new gifts that you want to play with. You don't want to deal with the tree. No. So why not bring it on over to the DWR Price office, 319 North Carbonville Road. You don't have to go in and talk to anybody. You don't have to do anything. They're going to have a trailer in the parking lot. Just throw it on there and call it good and know that it is going to be used to enhance local habitats for upland game. Yeah. Speaking of upland game, we better talk about that for a little bit.
Okay. So, we're nearing the end of the year, but we still have a lot of hunts that are still open for upland game. So, chucker partridge, which we have a lot of those around here, that goes until February 15th. So that season's going still for quite a while. Same with Hungarian partridge. Those also go until February 15th. We hope people will get out and take advantage of those. Californian gambles quail, that's going until the last day of the year, December 31st. So there's still some time left for that. Pheasant season closed December 3rd. So we've had a good season. We've released over 10,000 pheasants this year, and that has wrapped up. And then the other one that's going until the end of the year is dusky and ruffed grouse. So if you'd like to go up on the Manti and hunt those high elevation places, we're starting to get some snow, but the grouse are still up there. So that is going until December 31st. We also have waterfowl season that's still going on. So if you have any questions on any of these season dates or what licenses you need, you can go on our website at wildlife.utah.gov, or you can contact our division office here in Price at 435-613-3700, and we'd be happy to help you out.
Well, again, don't forget about that person on your Christmas list that you just have no clue what to get for. Get them a combination license, a fishing license, a hunting license. You get them those, and trust me, they're going to love it. Super convenient. You can do that on their website at wildlife.utah.gov. You can even find additional information on all the different things that are in season currently on their website, or you can always just give them a call at 613-3700. Well, Morgan, again, thanks so much for coming in. Is there anything else you wanted to mention?
Nope. It's been a pleasure.
It has been another Castle Country Focus. For more on this interview or additional Castle Country Focus interviews, head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.